Next on MLR Weekly, San Diego head coach Danny Lee, Brian Ray of America's Rugby News, John Fitzpatrick with his recurring segment, Rugby Morning's Coffee Break, the best dang recap in sports, and picks and plays of the week. Yeah. Rugby Wrap-Ups MLR Weekly brought to you by Sheehy Auto Stores. It's easy at Sheehy. The Pig and Whistle, New York City, the world's best rugby pump. And Lean and Limber, stretching your way to a healthier lifestyle. Presented by Rugby Wrap-Up, Matt McCarthy in New York City. Thank you for joining us once again. It's much appreciated, and we think we have a great show ahead for you. We have San Diego head coach Danny Lee, who is off a big road trip win. We also have Brian Ray of America's Rugby News, John Fitzpatrick with his recurring segment, Rugby Morning's Coffee Break. But before we get to any of that, we have the best dang recap in sports. It was cats and dogs in the Texas two-step bowl down in Arlington, Texas. That and nine tries made for an entertaining affair. And you all can't have a match between Dallas and Houston without somebody having a well-oiled Winchester in the middle of things. And the Jackals had one all right. Connor Winchester at center, who fired off 197 meters from his boot. Dallas even got past the whitewash four times, five tries by five different Jackals to four tries for the Cats. And it was nice to see the former number two pick overall in the 2021 MLR draft, Emmanuel Albert, getting quality time and scoring two tries for the visiting Sabercats. Dallas once again showed they can play with anybody, but missed four of five conversions in a three-point gut-wrenching loss, 30-27 Houston. In the Windy City, it was the Canine Cup trademark between Chicago's Hounds and Seattle's Sea Wolves. They're canines too, folks. And the difference between winning teams and losing teams in Major League Rugby is winning at home. The Hounds were up 26-0 in the first half before the Sea Wolves got over their long swim to the land of Michael Jordan. Indeed, whatever head coach Alan Newt Rockney Clark told his water dogs at halftime needs to be bottled and served in locker rooms everywhere. Seattle stormed back with 34 unanswered points as the hosts forgot they were playing tackle, not touch. A last try at depth topped an epic comeback for the visitors in a 34-26 win. In Charlotte, Old Glory may not have covered our spread of 16 points, but they scored a bunch nonetheless. And they won big versus the plucky Anthem. 10 tries combined. The visitors with six and both teams good from the tee. Brady, don't call me Corey Daniel, and Colin Gross, the Army legend and this pundit's man crush, each had 18 tackles for the District of Columbians. While John the Chomper Rizzo continues to eat up meters rushing and would-be tacklers to score two tries for the OGs. 46-32 final. In Miami, the Sharks were up 21-5 and looking to send San Diego to the airport early after their second cross-country road match. But the Legion fought back and the Sharks missed four of seven penalty kicks as San Diego stunned Miami with 17 unanswered points and a 21-22 win. Phew! Wow, that was a lot. But we're not done. We have our recurring segment, Rugby Morning's Coffee Break with John Fitzpatrick out of Washington, D.C., the nation's capital right now. John, how are you? What do you got?
Yeah, thanks, Ryan Ginty. Hey, Matt, more devastating comeback, being up 28-3 and losing or being up 26-0 and losing?
Well, I'm Matt McCarthy, not Matt Ryan. You'd have to ask the Atlanta Falcons QB what the answer to that question is. Next.
That's a pretty good comeback. Speaking of comebacks, it was the weekend of comebacks in MLR, but we got to talk about that Chicago game. How about MLR rookie Noah Brown? Scored two tries in his first MLR start. And how about USA International Ben Landry making his first appearance in the 2024 season? Matty boy.
That's right. Noah got his arc into the try zone twice. And Ben Landry, who I told you on this very program when he said he was retired, once he was back on the farm, he'd be back in Major League Rugby. Good to see him back. He's an animal. Next.
Was he shearing sheep like you were shearing sheep?
Nobody can shear sheep like me. Next.
Hey, how about Old Glory DC? Quick highlight here. Jack Escaro, he earned his 50th appearance for Old Glory DC. It's a big number.
That's amazing. I mean, time just flies. Just yesterday, he was playing for Jack Clark at Cal, and now look at him. He's all grown up. Next.
Man, I want to call out real quickly. College rugby playoffs are heating up this weekend. We got the D1A Elite Regionals, the round of 16. A bunch of future MLR stars will be participating this weekend. Matt, what do you think? Navy, Cal, Army? Who's winning it?
You know what? I try to remain impartial. I'd love to see Army get back on the podium, whatever you call it. Dais, something. Next.
Matt, I want to close out. Three cheers. USA Women's Eagles, baby.
Yeah.
Knocking off South Africa. Big win to start 2024. And guess what? The next time they play, they'll be right back here in the U.S., in L.A., April 28th, kicking off the Pacific Four Series. Matt, are you going to be there?
You're darn tootin'. And by the way, if you look at our QR code, you can get discounted tickets for the USA rugby matches in D.C. So check those out. Scan it. Do whatever you got to do. Discount. Anything else, Sean?
Yeah, that's it. I just want to let everyone know that I'm 4-1 in the Fantasy Rutgers League with the best team, clearly. Thank you. Signing off.
Oh, well, you're Mr. May is what we would call you here in New York. On that note, I want
to... No, Matt. I am the straw that stirs the drink. I'm Reggie Jackson.
Fair enough.
I'm out of
On
here.
That note, thank you. He's out. Mr. John Fitzpatrick of Rugby Morning's Coffee Break. We'll be right back.
Digs like a demented mole there.
Need a great price on a new vehicle? Sheehy makes it easy. Easy Price shows you our lowest prices on the Mid-Atlantic's largest selection. Find your best price online or at any of our 31 dealerships.
It's easy at Sheehy. Sheehy.com.
You need your cleats? You need them tomorrow? If you order today by 3 p.m. New York time or noon L.A. time, they can have them to you tomorrow. Young, old, male, female, if you're playing on turf, if you're playing on grass, if you're playing in the rain, you're playing in the heat, they've got you covered. RugbyNow.com. Go there now.
And we're back with Director of Rugby / Head Coach of the San Diego Legion once again, Danny Lee. Danny, welcome back to MLR Weekly.
Hi, mate. Good to be back. Thanks for having me on.
Dan, you're coming off two huge road trips, the width of the United States. You've gone into D.C. and into Miami, and you came out with two wins. I heard a collective phew from your coaching box watching on TV, right? I mean, not easy in this league, is it?
In and out missions, really. But yeah, it's been pretty tough. We've been stitched up somewhere along the line. I'm not sure who to blame, but and even our last preseason game against Utah. So, you know, you're looking at that. We've had five out of the last 6 weeks on the road and big trips.
All right. So, you know, your playing career, 17 years, Super Rugby teams. You're with the Hurricanes, the Chiefs, Highlanders, and Blues, and you finished in Wales with the Dragons, who were then the Gwent Dragons, right? They yep. won. They won. They beat Zebre in the unofficial wooden spoon bowl. And if it's a spoon, it's got to be a bowl, right? Did you take any pleasure in that win?
To be honest, they struggle in that competition. You know, it's the haves and the have-nots effectively, and you know, I keep my eye on them. You know, every now and then I'm seeing scores and I still obviously follow what they're doing, but they've been struggling, and you know, they have their ups and downs, but I'm pleased that they pick up that win. But in terms of where they're sitting and how they're wanting to do things, I'm pretty sure that that's not what they're about, and I'm pretty sure they'll be working pretty hard to put things right going forward.
I know it's comparing apples and oranges because of salary caps. They might not be doing that well in their setup, but They do have a better cap. They've got great resources. How do you think your San Diego Legion team would match up against them in an exhibition match?
Take away the salary cap and the experience. And I suppose the hard thing, really, as we've spoken about before, is that, you know, a lot of our foreign players are, well, in the past, I mean, we've got a few new guys this year, a little bit younger, but generally your foreign players are the guys a little bit older and have been there and done that. And or the those younger guys that are sort of putting their hands up elsewhere in the world, haven't quite made it, but want an opportunity to be playing in a new competition. That's pretty exciting. So you look at us in that respect of the scale of age and experience as it goes through the squad compared to those guys that are playing overseas, are genuine, high-quality, experienced players that paid full-time, good money to be able to get stuck in and win competitions. So we'd probably be on the back foot, but I'd say, you know, we're putting our best team out there. It'll be a competitive match, you know, just be something pretty exciting to be a part of, for sure. And I think we've spoken about the same with the Japanese league as well. You know, there's some quality teams that are going really well over there, and there's an abundance of quality players at the moment as well, those guys that come out of the World Cup and go straight into those Japanese teams. So
they're following the pot at the end of the rainbow. You know,
yeah, exactly. And that's a league
different.
That was similar to what the MLR was, you know, 15 years ago. So we're in that same trajectory. We want to be, you know, in that sort of capacity in terms of the way the game's growing and flowing and the people that have got eyes on it. Hopefully the MLR is like the Japanese top league is at the moment. It is what it is at the moment, I suppose, when, you know, competition's only 7 years old here in this country, and, you know, it's going through that trial period. It's getting more eyes on it every year, and as I said, hopefully, you know, in the years to come, it grows and it explodes into something that has more eyes on it, and TV deals and things like that, which will then reach out to those other countries and bring those people on board, as well as here in the States. You know, the country, as we've spoken about, in terms of geographically, is huge, so therefore the population of people that have their eyes on the game, I'd say, is pretty slim. So even if we can get more eyes on the game in this country, the game's going to grow even quicker.
But no time remaining. San Diego comes from behind.
You know, what, some of the iconic shots from this season so far have been in the respective coaching boxes. You this week, Meyer in Seattle after they hung on against the Seawolves. I'm talking about Heinicke Meyer. You had the Miami coach or owner devastated at the last second loss earlier in the season. There have been some great moments, and it's no, you know, it shows the people that you guys are human too, man. You know,
it's a tough position to be in. You know, I'd rather be a player. You know, you're out there, you've got to do it yourself. Like for coaches, we spend all week to prepare these guys, train these guys to go out there and just, like, good luck, guys. Like when you walk over that sideline, good luck. Let's try and do it for yourselves and for the organization and for this competition, but you have sort of very little effect on what they do thereafter, apart from a couple of messages that you send down or the halftime chat. But yeah, it's a frustrating place to be, sitting in the stand with very little control. So it's the nature of the competition, as you said before. So many good teams this year, no easy games. Good players, good coaches that are coming in. So every week's going to be a real test.
Before I let you go, I got to ask you a Free Jacks question, because they're, you know, I know you got your eyes on the final, and you lost last year's final in an epic battle with the Free Jacks. If they are the best team in the East, who do you think finishes second best in the East this season?
Oh, Glory is a quality team that have been performing so far. And I mean, we're only 5 games in, and there's a long way to go, but, you know, they're performing very well. We know Chicago, a quality team on paper, and things haven't quite clicked so far with them, but still plenty of time. So they're always going to be a threat. And then, as I said, New Orleans, who are performing probably more than what others have thought. But as I said, you know, you've got a new coaching group, some new players that have come in, and the style they're playing is fantastic, and it's going to be a threat. So New England's going to be there or thereabouts. Those other three, I'm thinking maybe outside the box, maybe New Orleans could be sniffing in that second spot. But yeah, we've got ourselves to worry about. I mean, this Western Conference is crazy. You've got every team putting their hands up, and you've got every team in a position to be there or thereabouts in the final.
We are waiting for Godot. When can we expect to see him?
The thing about Matt is he's actually not here at the moment. So he had some personal things going on back in New Zealand, in Australia, sorry. As part of his contract. So he was here the whole preseason, but had to leave. He's due back sort of that second half of the season for us. So it's not a matter of I'm not picking him each week or he's injured. He's just not here, not available, which is all part of his contract and what we'd signed up for. But he's in contact with me. You know, he's sending me messages. We're going back and forth with how we're playing the game and things that we can be better with and things that we can try. So, you know, he's still hugely a part of what we're about and how we're playing at the moment. But we look forward to him coming back over the next few weeks, 3 or 4 weeks. Get back in the saddle and put his hand up for selection then.
So there's a chance that we'll see him and Matananu in the same match this season.
Yep.
You're saying there's a chance?
There is a chance. Yep, there's a chance.
All right.
A pretty good chance as well. I mean, they're both probably rugby players. Yeah, they're a little bit older, but when you look at them train and you look at what they can do out there at this point in time, they're putting their hand up for selection based on what they're about and not their history or what they've done in the past. So yeah, the chance of those guys playing together is pretty good.
Mr. Danny Lee, coach of the San Diego Legion, director of rugby, thank you, sir, for coming on.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me again.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
I wouldn't like to be at the bottom of that.
If you're in New York City and want to watch some great rugby, have some great food, and some great times, go to the world's best rugby pub, the Pig and Whistle on West 36th Street.
This is the Rugby Odds, where an unlikely pundit panel of a wordsmith, a WWE legend, a rugby star, and a supermodel scour the globe, seeking best bets and bad behavior. Are you not entertained?
Fans, you can tune into every match live on Flow Rugby. How do we know that? Because we're on there all the time. And now for your Major League Rugby Play of the Week, brought to you by the Rugby Network. In Charlotte, the Anthem were giving Old Glory more than they bargained for when Alex Mueller, atoning for his earlier trip to the sin bin, used a diabolical stiff arm to get into the try zone for a pivotal Old Glory try. In Dallas, the Jackals called Mark on a kick from Houston's Davey Kutzer with just over a minute left, thus giving the Sabercats the ball back in a tie match. Sure enough, Kutzer knocked over a penalty goal in the 80th minute, keeping Heinicke Meyer and co. sole occupants of the undefeated department. In Chicago, the Hounds were howling good, building a 26-0 lead in the first half, drowning the Seawolves' offense. But Seattle got what would be a momentum-shifting try just before the half on Mac Mason's flareless flop for five while his team was down a player. And your Major League Rugby Play of the Week, brought to you by the Rugby Network, is Alex Mueller helping Old Glory from fully slipping on that oh-so-visible banana peel for a must-win. And now from the greatest rugby show on the planet, the Rugby Odds, your Major League Rugby Picks of the Week with John Bradshaw Layfield, the WWE Hall of Famer turned rugby nut, and King Gifte Bailu.
Utah has got Anthem coming in. It's a cross-country trip. Travel is always tough, no matter who it is. I think that Utah covers this. I think they cover it quite easily. Look, Anthem has been losing by about 28 points a game. They had played a really good game against Old Glory, but I think they go back to that. I think Utah can run, and they're especially going to run at altitude. I think Utah runs them off the field.
The Gold are back at home. They've gotten a little bit of rest. Chicago's coming off of a close game against Seattle. -4 is perfect for New Orleans. I think they cover and absolutely beat Chicago on their home turf. Nola takes this one.
America's Rugby News, deja vu all over again. Brian, how are you?
Doing terrific and enjoying the sunshine here in Charlotte, Matt.
Fantastic. Go Anthem. I love what they're doing down there. They're scoring a lot of points, but they got to learn how to play some better defense. That's the understatement of 2024. Brian, takeaway from last weekend.
Well, it was kind of the week of the comeback, wasn't it? A couple huge, huge leads completely blown in that one. And, you know, speaking of Anthem, they had the lead at halftime over Old Glory. Who saw that coming? So, yeah, a few come-from-behind wins, I guess, is the story of week five.
Yeah, you know, we said on this very program that we wanted Billy Meeks to go back into the center position, and it was 26-0 in favor of Chicago with that formula, and we looked like geniuses or genii. And then it all fell apart.
I was feeling pretty smart until about the 30th minute when, you're right, everything did completely fall apart. It was almost like Chicago was just said, all right, well, the game's over. We've won. And they forgot that they still had over a half a rugby to play. And, geez, did that not turn out well.
Oh, bad, bad stuff. And I'd love to see the tackling stats in that match, particularly in the second half. But, Brian, Miami also blew a big comeback, a big lead at home.
Yeah, San Diego, you have to say, was ripe for the taking in that one. I mean, 21-6 down, you were kind of looking at that saying, all right, Miami's probably actually going to finish this off and get a pretty nice win here. But just another kind of collapse in that last bit. And Felipe Echeverri, not a good day at all from the tee. 3 out of 8. That's not really good enough at this level, and especially when you've got alternative kickers on that team. I think they missed some leadership out on the pitch to make that call and switch kickers that might have won them the game.
All right, so now let's look ahead and tell us what you think of the upcoming matches. First one, Utah, the Warriors at home facing the Anthem, and it's the Warriors -16 according to our friends at the Rugby Odds.
Well, Anthem are getting a bit better. Their defense wasn't super great against Old Glory. It was a little better in spots, but Utah have had a week off to rest. They're at home. Anything, you know, playing in that altitude is always a bit of a challenge, and I just feel like they're due for a performance. They've really been underwhelming so far. Joel Mano coming back, I think, is ready to score a couple points, so I'll take Utah in that one. But I'm looking forward to more from Anthem in this one.
Yeah, Mano had that big comeback try last time. He looks like he's on fire again. It's great for the league, and I think it's going to be a track meet. The Anthem lets up a lot of points, but they can actually score some too. That youth might not be so bothered by the altitude, but I think Utah covers that spread. Seattle -7 at home versus Dallas.
Oof, this is a little bit tougher than normally we would have thought. Yeah, okay, I'll take Seattle in here, but Dallas is going to make a game from this. They've been tough absolutely every game they've played, so I expect this to be another closer one than maybe some people anticipate. So I'll take Seattle, but only just barely covering that spread.
Nola -4 hosting the Hounds, the wounded Hounds, mentally and physically after that debacle.
This is a big game for both teams. Nola's had a pretty decent start to this season. Certainly, you know, heading in the right direction. Still have yet to see Cam Dolan on the pitch for them. Chicago, man, still disappointing. They're going to be so upset with looking at the tape from that game. They had Seattle. They should have won that game. So they're going to be absolutely seething, you would think, in training. You know, are they going to bounce back and actually get this performance? Man, this is a tough game to pick. Close call.
The personnel is too good to not bounce back. I mean, yeah. whether they bounce back this week or they start bouncing back and winning in the next couple, 3 weeks, I don't know. But
they're too good on paper.
Yeah, I am a little worried about the loss of Zura Jvania, their Georgian loose hit. I don't think it didn't look like a serious injury, but even if he misses a week, that isn't great. But then again, Nola lost both of their props, one to a red card and a suspension, Jared Adams, and then the injury to Isaac Sam. And they do have Sean Perenitti coming. You know, I'll go with Chicago in this one, but man, it's going to be so close. And I think maybe Chicago by five, maybe, but I'm not at all confident in that choice.
All right, and I'm just looking forward to this battle of those vaunted backfields. There's some real good players in both of those back lines. New England at home, back in Quincy, -4 after suffering through my April Fool's Day joke earlier in the week.
Yeah, we got the rough news that John Poland's out for the season with a pec injury, so certainly wish him all the best in recovery. He's such a great player, but you know, luckily they do have Cam Nordley-Kelametti, who's an outstanding young prospect at scrum half as well, so I don't think they'll missing too much of a beat. He's a different type of player, more attacking, so he'll just change that attacking game a little bit. Miami, wow, they kind of flopped in that game against San Diego, didn't they? I don't know if they're getting Tomas Cubelli back for this one. I certainly hope they are, because they need him, and Rinaldo Piusi and Manuel Ardao. If they've got those three, they can make a game of this, but I got to go with New England at home.
I just wanted to add one thing. Poland is also one of those guys that off the pitch gets along with everybody, the chemistry, that, you know, that's an important, he's a very important player. And I wouldn't be surprised if they go out and get somebody else. Old Glory hosting Riflica, Rugby Football Club Los Angeles. The Riflicans, our TRO, the Rugby Odds pals, have winning by 3 points.
Yeah, I'll go with DC over that for sure. I think DC is going to be pretty disappointed with aspects of their game against Anthem. Certainly their defense let them down at times. But again, you know, look at the lineup they had. They did rest a few key guys. Corey Daniel was named to play, but it didn't end up playing. It was his brother actually took the field at open side flanker. So I'm assuming they're going to get a few more of their top guns out there. A couple of them had kind of a week off. I think they're going to be fired up at home for this one. LA, I'm still on the fence with, man. I love, you know, some of their players. Certainly Andrew Coe is one of the form wingers, form backs in MLR at the moment. Is Emery back for this one? Jason Emery, he's such a key cog in that attack. On the road, it's a long travel. I'm going to go with DC at home.
Really? Okay. I just think, you know, LA's got that New York contingent that's used to playing against Old Glory. They're going to be up for it. And if they're all healthy and available, Hollinshead is one of those guys. I think LA can knock him off, but I'm not 100% sure. So I'm staying away from that game specifically because Sheehy Auto Stores is one of our sponsors, and I am not going to say anything against Sheehy Auto Stores on this program. On that note, I want to thank Mr. Brian Ray of America's Rugby News, Mr. John Fitzpatrick of Rugby Morning, Mr. Danny Lee of San Diego. Please check out our other programs, including the critically acclaimed The Rugby Odds College Rugby Wrap-Up. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Tell your friends about us. Sign up for our goddamn weekly newsletter. And please join our American Red Cross Blood Donor Team.